Hare Krishna. When we are alone with our worst enemy. Often, spiritual life is thought of as living in seclusion, going away from the world. And quite often, you may find that people are materialistic, people are disagreeable, people are irritating. And you feel like, oh, when I am with others, I have no peace of mind. And it's best that if for my peace of my mind, I go away from others. Yes, all of us do need solitude at times so that we can regain perspective and focus, and some mixing with others can disorient us. But we also need to know that the mind itself can take away our peace. It is not that the world takes away our peace, but even the mind can take away our peace. So, and quite often the association of the others, which I sometimes seems to take away our peace, that protects us from the mind taking away our peace. So, yes, because when we are with others, we cannot behave in very uncivil or very anti-spiritual, immoral ways. And their very presence protects us from the mind's impelling. And even in the process of Ashtanga Yoga, which involves going to a secluded place and meditating in seclusion, even in that, Krishna stresses first the need to control the mind before going into seclusion. So he says that, he talks about going to seclusion in 6.10, when he says that, Yogi Yunjit Sattam Atmanam Rahasi Stita Ekakiyat Chittatma Nirashira Parigraham. So Yogi Yunjit Sattam, constantly engage. Yogin Atmanam Rahasi Stita in a secluded place. Ekaki Yata Chittatma. Ekaki, if a person is alone, Yata Chittatma has fixed the consciousness. Nirashira Parigraha, without desires and without possessions. So here Krishna talks about, yes, one can go in isolation for meditation, go in seclusion, but one should have the mind under control. And this, before Krishna talks about this level, we see the whole section before that. Say in 6.4, Krishna talks about how, 6.3 and 6.4, he talks about how one can give up work and focus on inactive meditation when one has attained Shama. Shama is control of the mind. Arukshor Muner Yogam Karma Karanam Uchyate Yoga Rudhisthitya Seva Shamah Karanam Uchyate. So in the initial stages of yoga, karma is the cause of is the means of progress, and in the advanced stages, shamaha, peace of mind. Shamaha means actually it is cessation of work accompanied by inner calmness. The word shama also comes Shamo Damastapah Shaucham, in the qualities of a Brahmana, which Krishna talks about in the 18th chapter, in the 42nd verse. So, the point is that at the advanced stages, Shama, that means peace of mind, so that when the mind is peaceful, one can focus inwards. That peace of mind is the means of progress. And to come to the level of peace of mind, Krishna talks from the verses, from verses 6 till 9 onwards, 6 and 6. So, this is 6.4. So, for 5th and 6th, he says that how the mind is the enemy, mind can be the enemy as well as the friend. And then he says, we need to conquer the mind. And then we'll become situated in spiritual consciousness. And well, that is 6.7, he says that Jitatmana Prashantasya. And then 6.8 and 9, he talks about what are the characteristics of one with the controlled mind. Anyone can say that my mind is controlled. But the characteristic of a controlled mind is that samaloshtrashmakanchana, one has an equal vision towards things, and sumran mitra ryudasina. In 6.9 says one has equal vision towards people also. So it is only when there is such equality of vision that indicates that the duality of vision is caused by the mind. And the mind says, I like this, I don't like this. But when we go beyond the mind, then we go beyond the duality of the vision to equality of vision. So, When we come to that level, then Krishna says, then shucho udeshe pratishthapya. He says, yogi yunji atmanam rahasi sthita. This is 6.10 and 11. So the point is that we as sadhakas who are the initial stages of bhakti, we shouldn't be too eager to be alone. Because we should know that when we are alone with our worst enemy, the mind. And the mind can make us act in dangerous ways, and there will be no one to protect us when the mind troubles us and drags us down. So therefore, by recognizing that often association is the protection from the mind. And it's not just association, but it is purposeful engagement in like-minded association. So by that we can, whether we are in association or whether we are alone, the point is not that we should never be a god of association or we should never be as in seclusion. Yeah, sometimes we do need seclusion for focusing on certain activities. But the point is, we should not think that just because we are in seclusion, now we are safe. Because we are still with our mind, and our mind can be worst enemy. So by being always alert, and the greatest safety is not just association or seclusion. The greatest security is in devotion, in remembrance of Krishna. By being alert and striving to remember Krishna, we can be protected from our worst enemy, the mind. Thank you. Hare Krishna.